Saturday morning, opening ceremonies for the Olympics of Home, Arizona Home Ownership here at Rosie on the House. You know, as an old codger, the Olympics don't mean as much to me as they used to.
No?
Mm-mm.
Too much politics?
No, there's always been politics. Too many professionals.
Yeah, that does take the...
I liked it when you had to be an amateur, and it was all the new talent on the global stage. It just was something magical about that. But when you have guys making $8 million a year going down and participating against somebody that can hardly even pay their cell phone bill, I don't know. It just it's not the same, and I don't want to kill it for everybody, but it just isn't the same. I have a cousin who had his medal taken away from him for participating in the 32 Olympics in the hop, skip, and jump, because when he got home, he raced a horse for money and won.
After the fact.
And they took his medal away.
No, that's serious.
And I think that was for like $7.
And they're competing. There's a team of refugees they have put together that's competing. You know, people from very poor countries who have not the technology we do. And then, like you said, competing against these people who have everything.
Well, don't let Rosie throw a wet blanket on the Olympics. Let's enjoy the next 10 days of Olympics and have a lot of fun with it. One of the things that are really, I was talking about a little bit, you wanted to wrap up with the registrar real quick. We're going to be talking next week. We're going to be broadcasting next week from Flagstaff at the Arizona Outdoor Expo. But we're going to be talking some more about this protection of Arizona homeowners, because I'm telling y'all, we are treading very, very close to that level of activity that caused a lot of problems back in 2002, 2003, 2004.
It opens a lot of opportunity.
It opens a ton of opportunities. When you go through a storm and your roof is leaking and you call every licensed contractor you know, and the soonest any of them can get to you is 3 to 5 weeks, what do? You revert to someone that can get to you tomorrow.
And talking off air to Mr. Fleetum, I mentioned that, you know, certain portions of the population are more vulnerable. He said, Jennifer, it's everybody. We're all, if we are looking at that dollar and thinking we're going to save money, we'll all rationalize and do things we can regret. So listen to your conscience and listen to that little voice that says, hey, you know, this isn't a good idea. Sometimes we push that aside because we just want to save that money. Maybe this time it'll work out.
Man, I'll tell you, we are in a pretty prime. It's gotten to the point now where other contractors are actually going on job sites and stealing crews. What are you getting paid? We're getting paid $26 an hour. I'll pay you $27.50, but you got to wrap your cords up, pick up your tools, and come to my job site now. And they're doing it. So we're back to stealing crews again. Oh, boy. That tells me that if you have, as a kid growing up, I couldn't even think about going to 12 years of college to become a doctor like my dad was. That concept to me was
torture.
Absolute torture. You're right. There was no way I could. I always liked working with my hands. I always liked being outside. And I love meeting all the people. How else could I have met all the celebrities, all the professional athletes, all the successful CEO Fortune 100 executives that we've met and had a part of our lives, other than being in their homes and remodeling their houses? I mean, it's been a great career. If you know someone finishing high school that's looking for a great career, get them into the construction sciences. It has become so sophisticated and so technologically scientific that it is a great career. And where we're taking housing in particular, and building in general, but where we're taking housing is going to be a spectacular opportunity to make a great, great career. So if you are in construction and you're not happy with your boss, you're not happy with your work environment, no matter what trade you're in, go to rosieonthehouse.com. Pick your trade. Maybe you're an unhappy remodeling superintendent. Maybe you're an unhappy air conditioning technician. Maybe you're an unhappy painter, electrician, roofer. Pick your trade at Rosie on the House and submit your resume to any of the one of the statewide contractors and see if you can't improve your lot in life by going to work for some of the best of the very best. Our remodeling contractor up in Prescott, Tom Riley at Renovations. Mike, weren't you telling me he actually got a phone call from somebody that was, you know, if you're a remodeling contractor, superintendent, and you've spent your life working in Queen Creek or Marana or Maricopa County and you're tired of the hot summers and you want to change the scenery, Tom Riley at Renovations is like an open door for interviews right now, and you could work the rest of your life, and you have a beautiful Yavapai Pie County.
Yeah, I had an email waiting for me when I got to the office on Tuesday. Said, boy, my phone blew up already, just one mention. So it seems like a pretty sweet place to go.
Tom Riley's hiring. Virtually every Rosie partner in the network is hiring right now. And that means Rosie on the House is hiring as well. And we are overrun with requests for these small projects. Jennifer, how many phone calls did you hand me just yesterday? Six or seven?
A lot. I
can't. And we don't have the manpower to handle it. So if you are an all-around tradesman, if you can hang doors, if you can do a little painting, if you can do drywall texturing, some insulation, if you can lay a little floor tile and whatnot, all-around tradesman, Rosie on the House could use you. So contact us at rosieonthehouse.com and we'll set up the interview process. I mean, everybody I know needs good qualified help. Now, the caveat, this is what's making it hard. You're going to be background tested and you're going to be drug tested. So if you suspect you're going to fail either one of those standards, don't even apply. But those of you uncles and parents and grandparents, y'all have a high school graduate that isn't quite sure what career path they want to go into, and maybe college isn't the right thing, the construction trades and the construction sciences are going to make a great career for this generation of people. The career days is going to be, what did they say, November 5th, November 3rd?
3rd and 4th, I believe. That's a Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, so.
We'll keep that posted on Facebook, though. I'm going to put out a save the date this week, so I'll do that. Watch our Facebook page.
So, let me cover super cooling here real quick. We get this email from Gina, and she wants to know how she can do any better, and she sends me her energy bill. And she says, Rosie, thank you for taking time to answer my question. I've been a huge fan for over 15 years. Your show is the only reason I get up early on Saturdays. The house is 2,200 square feet, two adults in the home, all electric, a pool. We just finished remodeling in March with a variable speed pump on the pool. Runs on high 4 hours a day, the rest of the day on low. The AC is set to 75 off-peak, 80 from 4 to 7, which she's SRP, which is that easy 3 standard. So she wants to know how she can do better. I'm going to tell all of you how Rosie can do better. Super cooling is different based on which company is providing you electricity. And when I talk about super cooling, I'm generally talking about those of you within the APS area. But it does work for SRP and it does work for TEP. We just need more of those customers' energy bills so we can analyze it. We actually have a show coming up in the near future about how to maximize your super cooling bills, in particular with SRP invoices. Those of you in Tucson, TEP, if you would, please start sending me your energy bills. And then we're going to contact you and we're going to find out what your square footage is, just like Gina provided me. What's square footage? How many adults live in it? Is it all electric? Do you have some gas? Do you have a swimming pool? Da 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 da. And we're going to start building this database and we're going to help y'all figure out how to make these energy consumption plans work for you.
Sorry about that. I have people all over the state asking, you know, and I've sent out links and copies and all kinds of stuff. So we do need to button it down so we can help everybody.
But we will.
It is lots and lots of testimonies.
All right. I want to bring up, can we go to fun here just for a minute in the last couple of minutes of this segment? Arizona Staycation?
Sure.
All right. There's only one place to register for it. It's at rosieonthehouse.com. We were featuring Coconino County all of last month in July. I think last week I actually said Cochise County, and that was wrong. We did Cochise County in May. So Coconino County was in July. In August, we're going to feature Apache County. And there's hardly a prettier county. I almost hate featuring it.
Because you don't want to share it.
Because I don't want to share it. It's absolutely my favorite corner of the whole state. And there is hardly a prettier place than you can spend in August. Apache County, you can count, and I've got lots of friends up there, and they tell me the moisture this monsoon summer has absolutely been phenomenal.
And the forests are recovering.
Forests are recovering from the Walla Fire and the Rodeo Chedisky Fire, pretty well established. The great thing about that is the first trees that come back after a fire are the aspen trees, and they'll take over the forest. Now, the deer love that, the elk love that, and my eyes love that.
A beautiful fall drive.
We're going to have a bonus fall season in Apache County for the next probably two decades. And then as the ponderosa pine and the other pines start growing, they create the shadow on the ground, and the aspens start getting overtaken by the bigger trees. So we're going to have an explosion of color here in Apache County. If you'd like to register to win, go to rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be picking a winner every 30 days.
Mm-hmm, right at the end of the month, based on the county we've spoken of. So this month would be, of course, Apache County, and you can go up, save your trip for when the height of the color is in view.
You could do a fall trip this year. Yep. That's exactly right.
Or Christmas with the snow.
Absolutely.
Ski.
So it's rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the homepage. You'll find the spot to register right there. And when you win, you go to Sanderson Ford, who sponsors the whole thing, and you get to pick a vehicle off their demo lot. We'll give that to you for 3 or 4 days. Jennifer throws in a gas card so it doesn't cost you a dime. We find out where in Apache County you want to stay. We've got the Tawiwi Lodge. We've got the Bar X. We've got Molly Butler Lodge. We've got, I'm trying to think of all the lodging partners we have in Apache County. Springerville Inn. So we find out where you want to go. We make the lodging arrangements. They've got some nice places to eat up there now. It's kind of been, you used to have to kind of pack your lunch. But
Round Table Pizza <they've> got, and Springerville, that's right. Is it still there?
It is still there, but they've also got some other great restaurants as well. They've got the Rusty Cactus, which is really, really good right there in Springerville. And the Tawiwi Lodge now has got an excellent chef doing a great job on meals there. So, and then there's the new place in Alpine whose name I cannot Fire Sky. They've got music on the patio across street from Bear Wallow. So, Apache County
where
is
that
our,
located from Ye Olde Tavern? Right, I can picture that.
Ye Olde Tavern is at the junction in the road. You turn towards Luna, and it's right there on the north side of the road.
Okay. So.
Used to be the lollipop shop. Is that the same?
Oh.
It's right next door. So Apache County is our featured Arizona staycation of the month this month in August. Only one place to register for it at rosieonthehouse.com.